The recordings have now started.
Thanks, Lisa.
Thanks. Would you like a quick roll call, David?
It's Michael, by the
Michael,
way.
Michael, sorry.
Yeah.
Apologies.
Okay. Yes, please. That would be fantastic.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone. On today's call, we've got Rafik Damak, Chuck Gomes, Zahid Jamil, Krista Papak, Michael Young, Deborah Hughes, SS. From staff, we have Julie Headland, Gisela Gruber-White, Glenn de Saint-Géry will be joining shortly, and we have apologies from Olga Cavalli. If I could also please remind everyone to state their names when speaking. Thank you very much. Over to you, Michael.
Thank you. Welcome, everyone. So we have a fairly short agenda today, but I'd like to start by doing an agenda bashing and seeing if anyone has any further items. I just sent an email to the list before about 5 minutes before the call. We have about four items to cover here. So before we begin, is there anything that someone would like to add?
Okay, hearing. I haven't seen your email yet. Has anybody else seen it?
Michael, this is Julie. It's not shown up on the list, unfortunately.
All right. Well, let me read through the items then. And if people feel there's something missing they want to add, they certainly can. And I'll do another call for items at the end of the agenda again, just in case someone thinks of something during the call. So SS had put out a couple of questions, really, for discussion. One, has the OSC considered minority views on subtask 1-4? Two, has the OSC attached minority views while sending its recommendations to the GNSO on subtask 1-4, and where should we look for that? I have added three, discussion of timelines for finalizing task 1 work, and four, volunteers for scoping task 2 work.
Hi, this is Victoria. I just joined the call, just to let you know.
Hi, Victoria.
Hi.
So, Victoria, did you catch those four things that we've got on it?
Sorry.
Okay, I'll do it real quick. SS had a couple of questions, both around subtask 4, whether or not the OSC is considered minority views, and have they attached those minority views when sending its recommendations to the GNSO? If so, where to look for it. Number three was discussion of timelines for finalizing task 1 work. Number four was volunteers for scoping task 2 work. And do you have anything else to add, or does anyone else have anything to add at this time?
Thanks.
Okay. I will ask that question again after we get through these four items, so let's go ahead and proceed. Chuck, it seems to me you might be able to, might be one of the best candidates here to address the first couple of questions.
Okay, and if I recall correctly, the first question had to do with the...
consideration of minority views on subtask 1, has the OSC considered?
And the OSC members discuss the minority views in the in-person meeting in Seoul, and elected not to include them verbatim because of their length in the actual report, but rather to provide a link to the to those minority positions. So a link is provided to them in the report that the council will be voting on the 17th.
Okay, thanks, Chuck. Does SS, you threw these questions out. Does that answer them adequately for you?
Yeah, what I understand, I mean, that the OSC discussed it and they decided not to include into their recommendation, but give a link, and which GNSO will see it. Now, I'm not sure whether GNSO, when they take up this item as an agenda, whether on the surface they will come to know that there is a minority view on this item.
It's
link being all right, but whether see, many times we don't open the link. So, I mean, how is it in the council it goes?
It will state in there that there are minority positions and provide a link. If somebody doesn't look at it, they don't look at it. We can't force people to do that.
Can I
okay.
ask a question?
Right ahead, Victoria.
This seems highly unusual to me that to exclude minority reports at any level, and rather unprecedented, I would have thought. I haven't been able to get hold of the OSC minutes. Are those minutes publicly available? Does anyone know?
MP3 was publicly available.
It is. Are there precedents for this removal of reports?
Nothing was removed. The OSC had to prepare a report for the council for consideration of the recommendations. And by the way, I will repeat again that I did not take part in that decision. That was a recommendation by other members of the OSC. And there was concern expressed that the minority reports were significantly longer than the report itself, which they found found no precedent for that either. So the decision was made by the group without my vote in that regard to provide a link. And there's lots of precedent in GNSO reports for doing that in cases where information is lengthy.
Victoria, I was at that meeting in person, you can see this in the MP3, but I can attest that that Chuck did very carefully step back, and that decision to provide a link rather than keep everything together was driven by the other members.
I wasn't making any suggestion about Chuck. It's just a practice that is I'm not familiar with.
Well, one of the things, Victoria, that not only the council but the board as well within ICANN in the last year or so has been trying to do is to make documents that need to be reviewed and decisions made upon them more concise because of the tremendous number of documents that people at the board level and even at the council level have to review in doing these things. So part of it is related to that particular kind of general objective. The idea is not to minimize the total information because that's available, but what happens in working groups over time that work over a period of months or sometimes even years is that documents get so cumbersome that it becomes almost impossible for those who are having to review all these different ones to keep up.
I mean, if a summary of the minority reports had been included, that might be one thing, but removal of minority reports obviously raises some issues, I think. I think the GNSO's own goals is to always ensure that minority views are heard, and anyway, I think there are dangerous precedents with not attaching minority reports to things, so I think it's a real issue of principle.
So, Victoria.
Michael S.S., I'd like to, after we have finished with Victoria.
Go ahead. Go ahead, SS, and then I actually like to say something afterwards.
Yeah, okay. Just what Chuck mentioned, well, I mean, I appreciate what is the precedence and all that. And he talked about minimizing something. So I do feel that once it is not even, gist is not given, it is not written there, it is just a link. So importance of the item gets minimized, definitely. I mean, that's my view.
You know,
so it should have been, even if it is not late now, that once they read agenda, council members know that, yes, it is this and there is a minority report for this. Then, if they are interested, they will look into the link. There's something like that.
Right. So, SS Victoria, I can see your point, and I think that there's definitely some validity to it. Perhaps the way to approach this going forward is to make sure that when there is a minority report, at least in our group, that the minority report starts off with a short paragraph or a short summary statement or executive, and so that there's a natural piece that could be included and a natural more lengthy piece that could become a link for things that we forward in the future. That would likely encourage exactly what you're talking about, which is include a summarization of the minority position.
Right. I'd like to review that MP3. I think it's a good point you make, Michael. I mean, I think it's just a real concern because of the work that we're preparing now, if we can expect to see those minority reports excluded, basically scrubbed by the OSC, then I think that would be a matter that we ought to be raising a formal concern about. So I do think that something needs to be, I think we need to determine on some kind of way to manage that situation not reoccurring.
Sure, and to be, you know, I can't remember, a couple of people actually support this, but I can't remember who actually, you know, brought it up first, but the whole group was, to Chuck's point about the body of the minority reports added up to a great deal more writing content than the actual report itself. And I think that's what the group got really hung up over and felt was kind of confusing about the document as it was. There was so much content to the minority reports, they felt that it actually detracted from people understanding what was the actual report, what were the actual recommendations versus what was the minority component. So having you know, a little executive summary or paragraph like that that they can extract and include in the main body of what goes forward and then have a link for all that content, I think is probably a nice compromise. Probably.
Has Glenn joined the call yet? Not yet. Okay.
What do you think about that?
I mean, I'm still uncomfortable with it. I mean, SS's minority report and my own were very similar, and we had obviously discussed the issue. So, I mean, if anything might have been appropriate, it might have been to come back to us and ask us to perhaps combine or summarize. You know, I think there are appropriate ways to deal with these things. I note your suggestion of a summary. I'm rather uncomfortable about that because there's always a potential for selective editing. And anyway, you say there are precedents in the GNSO. I think it's a very, very unusual act for the OSC to have taken, and I myself am very surprised about it. I'd like to look at the MP3 and understand why it was done. I suppose I'm coming at it from a legal perspective, but it's obviously a very uncomfortable position when people can selectively edit other statements and what have you. And I thought the idea was, you know, as we've been discussing in this group, that as much information even about minority and majority positions should go up to fully inform the groups above us and at least, you know, save time or at least put all the issues on the table. So, you know, I really regard it as a very serious issue, and I think that I would hope that we're not going to see it again. And it would also, I don't know how the other group members of this group feel, but it questions it raises issues about whether it's worthwhile participating if one's views will be removed if they are not in the majority.
Julie, I'm having trouble with the link to the final report that the council's acting on. Do you have there handy the wording of the reference to the minority report?
Chuck, actually, I just went on to the GNSO Council workspace, and I know that we had sent to Glenn the most recent version of the toolkit of services. That is the version that came out of the OSC and was sent around to the council on November 5th. I know we had sent that as a document for Glenn to link on the council agenda, but as I look at the council agenda right now, the document that is linked is the document that was submitted to the OSC, which has the minority report. It's dated 18 October 09.
Well, you have the latest, though,
sorry,
right?
This have the, is Lynn.
And let me just pull that up.
Chuck?
Yes.
This is Glenn. That report is on the front page of the GNSO website as well.
Well, the link isn't working for me, Glenn. I don't know what's
isn't
going
the link working for you?
Yeah, I just sent you an email in that regard. I click on that. I'll tell you what. I get page not found.
Okay. Well, I'll go and look. There was a problem this morning, Chuck, though, with many of the links on the GNSO website when I looked at it, and I got that for practically every page that I looked for, so there might be something, and
okay.
I will alert the IT department about that right now.
Technical work. Thank you very much.
This is Zahid. Can I just, is it possible for someone to just circulate that document right now so we can just quickly look at it in the next minute or so?
Yeah, that's what I
I'll do that for you right now.
Okay, thanks.
All right.
Thanks.
Shall we move on? Well, the document's coming. Shall we go through the rest of the agenda items and then circle back again so we can keep momentum?
Yes.
I'd agree with that.
Okay, let's do that. I want to talk about timelines for finalizing Task 1 work. Victoria, thanks for sending out a rework of your document yesterday. I haven't been through it yet. I apologize. But it looks like we're getting close to having that work completed. Perhaps we should go through the subtask leaders and just have them report on their status and what they think is remaining. Victoria, should we start with you since you were I was just citing your work?
Sure. Well, I'd be very I haven't heard back from anybody for about three rounds now, so I'm assuming, although I'm not sure that people could perhaps jump in, I'm assuming that people don't have further comments at this stage. If people do have further comments, then I'd like to hold a call and discuss them within the subtask group. But if the silence means that people don't have anything else to add, then it would seem that we might be have reached a certain point with that work.
Well, Victoria, I suggest a good idea might be to try and end off the work with a call just to make sure everything's clean. I'm happy to participate next week if you can organize something.
Okay, great.
I think we're almost there. Anything else, Victoria?
No, that's it for me.
Okay. So
is there a doodle needed on that for the subtask members to...
That's a good idea. Yeah, that's a good idea. I'll circulate one after this call.
And SS, your document looks like it's pretty wrapped up as well. SS, are you there? Well, maybe we've lost him.
Task is over.
Oh, there you are.
Hello, can you hear?
Yes, we can hear you now.
Yeah. So once my task discussion is over, I'll be leaving the meeting, first one. Second, I won't be volunteering for task two. Third, coming to subtask one, the final one is circulated, and I got... some more the suggestions from Chuck, which I'll be incorporating. Maybe if necessary, I'll be in touch with him in person about supposing if any difference is there. And then within this week, that updated version of the final recommendation, I'll circulate. That ends the work.
So...
It looks like Zahid sent another suggestion, too. Is that correct, Zahid?
Yeah, I just sent that. It's just I don't know if I've missed the boat on it, but if it can be incorporated, that'd be great.
Did you send an email, you mean?
Yeah, it just came.
Yes, an email.
Just came.
Yeah. Just now.
Oh,
just now.
Okay. I've not seen. I look into that also. Yeah, sure.
And SS, did you have any... Did Mike... My comment, my edits, I think we're all just editorial except for one with regard to the executive team, and the executive team being open to everybody. That didn't make sense to me. Did I articulate my concerns there from a practical point of view clearly?
Okay. I'll speak on executive team. Now, executive team does not come into subtask one. So I am just it does not mean once a person has voting right and this and that, it does not mean that he will have voting right for every type of committee. So, I mean, these committees are formed by each executive body. So once we discuss into executive body, you go there. So my recommendation just does not touch that part at all.
Well, it
does. So I need not mention that.
It does say, though, let me actually go to the actual language.
It
says that, hold on one second. Oh, that's not the one, I guess. Where is it? Hold on, I'm trying to find the exact language. The way I interpreted it, maybe I interpreted it incorrectly, was that it said that any member of a constituency or stakeholder group could participate in the executive team.
Participate or something like that is there.
Yeah.
So,
and they should be. I mean, being eligible. If you're saying being eligible to be on the executive team, I have no problem with that. The way I interpreted it, sounded like everybody, any member could participate in the executive team, regardless of whether they're on the executive team or not. And that seemed kind of unpractical.
That
they have to be open is different.
Yeah, he is eligible to be an executive committee member. Now, executive committee is covered by 1.2, so I'm not transgressing into that.
Oh, okay. So it's probably just a matter of fixing the wording. That's fine. So we can work on that offline.
It does use the word eligible, I would just note, so it's kind of raising eligibility on the face of it.
Right, and I have no problem with that. It sounded like if everybody in the membership wanted to participate in executive team, they could, from a day-to-day manner, not being eligible. Eligibility is fine.
Okay, so sounds like we've wound that up in the rest of the discussion. Chuck, you guys are going to work offline?
Yeah, and with Zahid's too, I think we can do that offline.
Okay. All right. So let me try and wrap up what I've just heard in terms of timelines. It sounds to me like we should be prepared, and I'd love to hear if anyone disagrees with this. If we do another meeting in 2 weeks, we should be prepared to move realistically 1-1 and, SS's work and Victoria's work should be possible for the larger group, the larger team, to clear it and say that we were complete with that. Does anyone disagree with that?
Well, we're a little bit further ahead on subtask 1-1 because the larger team has already reviewed it. So we're not quite there yet with subtask 1-2. So that may take a little bit longer.
Well, I'd really love for us to try and push and see if we can get 1-2 done for the next meeting. I think it's a worthwhile target. You know, set a goal, we certainly won't make it.
I would agree with that, and I welcome that comment, Michael, because it's been a year now, isn't it? So I myself would particularly like to, complete my work and be able to move on to other things. Perhaps we'll try and schedule the call very early next week with the subtask group and see then if the other wider group could make comments.
Perfect. Okay. So let's try for that anyways. And if we don't make it, we don't make it. But I would dearly love to see because I think we're within a hair's breadth at this point of wrapping up task one altogether. Krista, can you talk about 1-3? Because I think we're there with 1-3 as well.
Yeah, I have received comments. This is Krista, by the way. Received comments from Chuck, and I think Claudia might have sent supporting comments. But yeah, we're almost all the way done with 1-3. One of the comments that Chuck provided, which I think makes a lot of sense, I just am not really sure how to address it, is in respect to the database. I mean, I'm not sure if everybody's read the document, but the database administrator, database of GNSO members, who that should be, you know, what kind of authority they should have, those kinds of things. And I actually, if anybody's got suggestions on how to approach that or where to find those kinds of answers, that would be helpful. Because I just don't feel like I'm qualified to come up with that kind of an answer.
Yeah, one of my concerns on that was, and this is Chuck speaking, one of my concerns on that is that it sounded like we're giving the database administrator an awful lot of authority, and that typically doesn't happen. The database administrator is fulfilling what someone else or some other group makes decisions. That was, I think, as I recall, my concern there.
Yeah, Chuck, it's Krista. I mean, I completely agree with you. I think it's a great point and a very valid concern and needs to be addressed. My issue is not that as much as I just don't even know how to structure. I mean, I've never structured a database in my life. So while I agree, I'm not sure how to address the issue or how to solve the problem and or, you know, where's a good place to go get help in solving that problem.
Krista, I can take a look at the document from that perspective. I do have a lot of experience in that regard.
Okay. That would be great. Thank you.
Yeah. So I'll volunteer to do that and try and get comments back to you. It's Friday. I'll try and get comments back to you Monday.
Okay, that'd be great. Thank you so much, Michael. And then the other piece of 1-3 is coordinating with the CCT, the communications C team. And because they're actually in the process of making their recommendation for it's improving the GNSO website itself as part of their recommendations, I believe, to improve communications. And so the database, of course, is something that will appear on the GNSO website. It we certainly want to make sure that we are included in that plan that they're putting together, and so I've been coordinating with them. And also, just as a reminder, we mentioned in where we last Seoul that it might make sense to submit this recommendation 1-3 at the time, or you know, earlier than the rest of the recommendations, since we still have task 2 to work on, so that it is included with the communication team's recommendation related to the website.
Let me ask the loaded question here. Does anyone have any objections with trying to submit all the remaining task one work prior to really proceeding with task two? Do people feel that task one and task two need to be tied? Because I would see them as quite separate pieces of work, really.
Yeah, I would agree with you, Michael.
Yeah. So I'm not hearing any objections, so I'm going to take that as that the team is okay with that. So, Krista, it looks like we have support then. So if we wrap up, if we can take your document and also target it for the next meeting 2 weeks from now, you know, everyone really pitches in and gets their comments in, and we can work through any remaining issues. We have a chance to submit all the task one work prior to the holidays, which I think would be a great goal.
And Michael, that's very consistent with the opinions expressed by the members of the OSC in Seoul, the idea of separating task one and task two and submitting task one first, because they thought it's very helpful to spread out the review of all these things. And of course, from a council point of view, it's very helpful too, because the council is going to be getting just huge numbers of GNSO improvement recommendations in the next few months, and spreading them out a little bit makes it a little bit more doable.
Well, I can certainly see that, digesting that those recommendations and understanding how they interact with one another is a fairly large responsibility, if you ask me. Okay. So, unless someone wants to add anything on those agenda items, I'm going to move through. That was number three, discussion timelines for task one work. I'm going to move to four. Any objections to move to four? Okay. So, I'm looking for, please, volunteers for scoping task two work. The reason I've put it this way, everyone, is I feel that some of the negotiation, discussion, and confusion amongst our work so far has been what the scope of work is. Different members of the sub team, sometimes the greater work team, have had different impressions or opinions on what the scope of the work is around either, you know, a subtask. Or an element of the subtask work. So I'm suggesting where we start with this, we get a few, you know, at least a couple. I'd like to see at least two, possibly three volunteers to work together on scoping the task two work. And by scoping, I mean creating a provisional list of areas we should consider, work we should do, a framework of a work plan. Bring that to the entire group for us to ratify as a group, and then we can hand out those task items, those work items, to volunteers to get it done. Does anyone object to that type of an approach? What do you think?
It sounds fine to me.
Yeah, I didn't have any objection.
Okay. So do I have any volunteers to scope the task to work? Stony silence. Well, I'll volunteer as one of the members. If someone else could jump in and help me, I'd appreciate it.
Hi, you said for task two, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, this is Debbie. I'm willing to help.
Fantastic, Debbie. Thank you.
Sure.
Do I have anyone else?
And I'm not volunteering because I don't think it's a good time and a good position with all my other hats to do that. But just to let people know that I think this is really important. Because outreach is something I'm not sure we've always done very well in the GNSO, and of course what we're talking about, not the GNSO or council particularly, but the stakeholder groups and constituencies reaching out to potential members and reaching out in getting them involved and so forth. So this is really important, and I think it's one of the concerns that this particular group has expressed over and over again, is the involvement as broad a spectrum of the community as possible. So I think that the chance of providing some really constructive and helpful recommendations for implementing some outreach approaches can be extremely beneficial to the GNSO.
This is Zahid. Sorry, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, I don't know how much time I'll be able to give it, but I'm happy to contribute and work with you guys.
Fantastic. Okay, so we've got three, and that will give us enough people to get the scoping done. It might be a little optimistic, but if we could get a doodle going right away on that, maybe we could get an initial meeting going, and I'd love to turn back some initial ideas around the scoping at the next meeting. I don't think this is a very unlike some of the other areas we were talking about, there was a lot of room for differing opinions, I think. But in outreach, I think it's a little simpler of a task for us. It's not likely to create the type of contention that other discussion points can. So I'm hoping that we could get the initial scoping done for the next meeting. That might be a little optimistic, but I'd like to give it a shot. So
I think you're right in your assessment there, Michael. I think what is really going to be needed here is some creativity, because it's quite a challenge considering we're a global organization to outreach, and so creativity is going to be really helpful in this one.
Okay, so I'll volunteer to set up the doodle and send it around to Debbie and Saeed.
Sounds great.
Okay. Fantastic. Well, we're through our agenda, guys. Does anyone have any new business or additional business that they'd like to cover? Well, hearing nothing, I am going to move to adjourn the meeting. I think this is a record for us, 41 minutes.
Were we not going to look at that report again that was circulated, or have I just missed something?
Oh, you're right. I forgot. We were going to take a look at it. We were going to circle back to the report. My apologies.
Could we do that on the list, do you think? I mean, I can't see it right now, and SES has left the call. But do you think we could wrap that up on the list by any chance? Because some people haven't seen that. Just a thought.
To discuss it on the I see that Glenn has got it mailed out to the list now. So, Victoria, are you suggesting we need a little bit of time for people to look it over and then put it on the list?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel that way personally. I haven't actually looked through this.
That's fine.
Michael, it's Krista.
Yep.
Kyle, I'm very proud of us finishing in 41 minutes. I actually had a question.
Well, we didn't really, but that's okay. Go ahead.
And it's more for Glenn and... I don't know if Gisela is still on the call, but there was a report that Denise Michelle shared in the registrar stakeholder group in Seoul that basically was a statistical compilation of attendance at various at participation in various work teams,
mm-hmm.
And so our work team is one of the ones that's cited in there, and it's, as I understood it, its policy is sort of trying to take a look at who participates and who initiates issues. And they've got a lot of different reasons for putting this information together. But the numbers for our particular group, which are the only ones I would be familiar with because it's the only team I'm on, they seem to be quite skewed. And so I had sent off a sort of a I guess I'm not sure where those numbers come from, if it's something that is reported, if it's from the roll call on these calls. And I guess I just was a little concerned because it showed, like, the registrar's stakeholder group participation at 30% or something like that. And while I know I've missed some meetings, I think I've attended more than 30%. And so I just don't know if you're aware of where that information is coming from, or if that's something Glenn's familiar with, or cleaned up.
Okay. Yeah, I wasn't.
Michael, this is Julie. I can answer that question.
Fantastic,
okay.
Julie.
So that information was compiled by Ken Bauer. He is a consultant to the policy development group and reports into Denise. And what Ken did is, as far as I understand it, was went very carefully through all of the transcripts and recordings for all of the work team meetings.
Sorry, Julie, this is Glenn.
Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry to interrupt you. No, it wasn't Ken who went through that.
I'm sorry.
A regular attendance sheet of every work group call. And it was the work group attendance sheets that Ken took and then put into the format that Denise used.
Thank you, Glenn. This is Julie. I misunderstood. I thought he had said something to me about listening in on the call, but maybe he did that in addition to going through the attendance sheets.
Okay.
Glenn, with this type of report, has staff set up a formal mechanism by which, say, someone like Krista or someone who has looked at this report and maybe disagrees with or feels there's some error in it, where they can note that to staff and ask for a reexamination or a correction?
Sure, there's no formal mechanism that's been set up, but what I can do is I can send you the report, and what I will also do is publish it on the GNSO website, because I think that is probably the place where everybody can have access to it quite easily.
Okay.
Go
on, Julie. You can carry on from there.
It's Krista. So I have the report.
Krista.
Yeah, no, I have the report, and I know there's been a number of times in the minutes where I'm referred to Christy or someone from the registry's constituency, or and you know, there's been times I've mentioned it. I think that my bigger concern is that, you know, the policy group, I think, will be using this to sort of, you know, determine which groups are active and where and how, and I don't, you know, want that to have an impact. And so if the minutes inaccurately, you know, and again, I've pointed out where I was misrepresented, not in the, you know, legal sense, but like it wasn't my name or my constituency or stakeholder group that was noted in the minutes. Anyway, I guess, you know, I don't want to create a big ordeal out of this. I just also don't, you know, want this negatively impacting or, you know, reflecting on the registrar stakeholder group on who's participating where. Because certainly, I mean, I think it even showed the ISP is having maybe 0% participation. And, you know, I know Tony's been on several calls, several meetings. So it just was concerning to me that the numbers were so skewed. If they were for our group, you know, are other groups affected, and are we really getting, is policy really getting an accurate accounting of who's doing what?
Okay, this is Glenn, Krista. I will go into that, and I will definitely see if we can relook at the basic statistics. But I know that where you were mentioned as registry, that was in fact cleared up and corrected before those statistics were put together by Ken.
Okay. All right, Krista, do you have anything else you want to raise on that front?
No, thanks.
Okay. Glenn, perhaps it would be helpful if you could, after you look into this at the next meeting, you guys could give us a little update of what came of this.
Okay, I'll do that, Michael.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, and as per Victoria's suggestion, I'm just going to throw out to the group that we're going to take a look at this report that's been put to the list and put any suggestions or ideas to the list on it or concerns. Is everyone okay with that? Okay. All right, so then this time for real, I'm adjourning the meeting.
Thanks.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, Michael.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay,
thanks,
bye-bye.
Michael.
Thanks, Michael. Take care.
Take care.